takes a wife and marries her. And it happens if she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some indecency in her, that he writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hand and sends her away from his house. And she leaves his house and goes and becomes another man's wife. And the latter husband turns against her, writes her a certificate of divorce, and puts it in her hand and sends her away from his house. Or if the latter husband who took her to be his wife dies, then her former husband who sent her away is not allowed to take her again to be his wife after she has been defiled. For that is an abomination before the Lord, and you shall not bring sin on the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Takes a new wife, he is not to go out with the army, nor be assigned any duty. He shall be free at home for 1 year, and shall make his wife, whom he has taken, happy. No one shall seize a handmill or an upper millstone as a pledge for a loan, since he would be seizing the debtor's as a pledge. If someone is caught kidnapping any of his countrymen, of the sons of Israel, and he treats him as merchandise and sells him, then that thief shall die. So you shall eliminate the evil from among you. Be careful about an infestation of leprosy, that you are very attentive and act in accordance with everything that the Levitical priests teach you. Just as I have commanded them, you shall be careful to act. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way as you came out of Egypt. To take his pledge.
Stand outside, and the person to whom you are making the loan shall bring the pledge outside to you. And if he is a poor man, you shall not sleep with his pledge. When the sun goes down, you shall certainly return the pledge to him, so that he may sleep in his cloak and bless you. And it will be righteousness for you before the Lord your God. You shall not exploit a hired worker poor and needy, whether he is one of your countrymen or one of your strangers who are in your land, in your towns. You shall give him his wages on his day before the sun sets, for he is poor and sets his heart on it. so that he does not cry out against you to the Lord, and it becomes a sin.